But I did see a comment from Dick Cheney yesterday at CPAC, and I love Dick Cheney. I think he's incredibly smart. Oh, sure, he's Darth Vader, but he's an honorable Darth Vader. He said something that jumped out at me, and here's what he said.
The sky's the limit here. I think 2010 is going to be a phenomenal year for the conservative cause. And I think Barack Obama is a one-term president.
Okay. In a way, I mean, I understand what he's, I'm overthinking this, but in a way, it bothered me. Yeah, it's going to be a good year for conservative politicians, but it's taken an awful, awful period in our country to be able to get to it. And it's not going to be a good year, maybe even a good 5 years for our country. And it's not because of Barack Obama or the Democrats. It's been part of his fault, too. I mean, his party as well. We have been electing these so-called conservatives in the past, and has it really helped us? I mean, after 7 years, George W. Bush was in line to be the first president since World War II to increase federal government employment faster than the private sector employment. Hello? I read a magazine article in Reason magazine. It gave some stats. I want to show you these stats. First one was in 2005. 5 years ago, the average federal worker, think of this, made $59,000, you know, plus. $59,000, okay? 5 years ago. Got it? Now, private sector 5 years ago was how much? $40,500. You, government. The boss makes less than the guy working for them? Today, the average private sector salary is $40,000. Notice the boss's money went down, but the government salary, oh yeah, $71,000. And they're set to get an increase again this year to $75,000. Can you tell me exactly what this guy in the government has done to warrant this when we're warranting this? Pardon me if I don't get a thrill up my leg just because Scott Brown won in Massachusetts. I don't know who Scott Brown is. They were at CPAC this week saying he could be the next president. Can we have him do something first before we hand him the most powerful office in America? I mean, maybe he's going to be the next James Madison. I don't know. But why should we give him the benefit of the doubt? I hope for the best. I prepare for the worst. What past evidence suggests that the R's after somebody's name means anything's going to get better? Sometimes it does. Ronald Reagan, it got better. The progressive idea of a big bloated government has infected both parties. Even Ronald Reagan, he cut taxes. But that's half the job. You've got to stop spending. In a survey, 80% said the main thing that influences what members of Congress do in office is either personal self-interest or special interest. Now, notice it said those in Congress, not Republicans, not Democrats, both. State governments are also doing it as well. You got 21 states now currently have underfunded pensions and entitlement programs. Look at this. I want to show you this map. Okay. States with serious pension problems. Remember, these are union problems. Coal miners. Just corruption. Home of Acorn. Now, even if you're in one of the safe zones, I mean, this looks like a safe zone to you, really. I mean, California, their annual retirement contributions in 10 years. Look at this. In 10 years, in 2000, their pension benefits have gone from $320 million in 2010, you ready? $7.3 billion. The state is crumbling. I mean, they've gone, they're spending like crazy. This is like you going out and just maxing out everything. You're completely bankrupt. You've lost the house. You've lost the car. You've lost the family. But you still say, hey, I'm still paying for that boat. Are you kidding me? No, it's rock solid. I got news for you. You're going to lose the boat. But it's not just the states. Oh, it's deeper than that. It's you and me, really. We have to understand there is no such thing as a free lunch. If it sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true. Somewhere along the line, in the last 70, 80 years, we've let people convince us that there is a free lunch. We've also been convinced that we're entitled to that free lunch.